The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to one of these CDs that you find in the back of the church, and I have to be totally honest, I almost never listen to them, but when I do, I'm very thankful. They're power-packed. So this gentleman who had a very sordid past, he shares his story, travels all around nationally, internationally, to help to bring people to conversion. At one part, he says, "Sometimes people ask me, even with my dark past, they say, 'Do you hope to be a saint?'" And he says, "Honestly, what does it mean to be a saint?" He says, "Every single person in heaven is a saint." He says, "But you can get to heaven after spending many, many years in purgatory." He said, I don't want to be a saint. I want to be a great saint." And it's like this rich young man coming, and he wants the minimalist approach. Like, okay, what can I do to get in there, right? Every once in a while, as a priest, I'll have somebody say something to me like, "Father, okay, you know, what's the absolute least amount of things that I can do and still make it to heaven?" And our Lord reveals, "I don't want you to have the minimalist approach, right? I want you to do the most that you can for me." And sometimes we all experience that, right? What can I do, right, and still be okay? How far can I go and not commit a mortal sin? And our Lord says this, "You want to get to heaven, keep the commandments." Which reveals that that's just the foundation of the spiritual life. Right, that's the starting point to really following our Lord. Because it's not all that hard to keep the commandments. Right? Go to church on Sunday, don't kill anybody, right? Don't steal. And this man knows, after our Lord says keep the commandments, that that's just the foundation. He knows there's something more. And so our Lord reveals to him the path of perfection, which will be unique to every single one of us. But for this man, it was go sell everything and give it to the poor. And what does our Lord say he will have if he does that? He doesn't say you will have heaven, because he already says you can have heaven by fulfilling the commandments. He says you will have treasures in heaven. Our joy in heaven will be in direct proportion to the degree that we have given ourselves in this life. If we give ourselves a tiny little bit, yeah, we can get in there. But our joy for all eternity will be less than it could be if we gave ourselves completely. Now, I want to say just a tiny bit about Catherine Drexel, not to keep the homily too long, but just, you know, the the minimum. Catherine Drexel had an experience like this rich young man. She grew up in one of the wealthiest families in the country. When her dad died when she was about 30 years old, she inherited the equivalent today of $100 million. Right, at 30 years old, her sisters also got $100 million apiece. She grew up, even though in this very wealthy family, her parents were faithful. She remembers her dad would spend a half an hour every single evening in prayer. Her mom, three times a week, would welcome the poor to her house to distribute food, clothing, rental assistance. After both her parents had died, she travels to Europe. Now, they were exceedingly wealthy, right? She had her own private railway car, right? Probably like having your own private jet as a teenager. She travels to Europe to meet with the Holy Father to say, "Holy Father, what can I do to help the missionaries in the church?" And the Pope looks at her and he says, "Why don't you become a missionary? You're not married yet. Why don't you give your life totally to Christ?" And that's what she did for the rest of her life. Giving away $100 million, she established 40 missions for the Native Americans. She established 50 missions for African Americans, the first black university in the country in New Orleans, Xavier University, in 1915, when it was not popular to help the Native or to help the African Americans. In fact, when she started the university, a sign was placed on the front door by the local Ku Klux Klan that said, "We want an end of your services here. Suppress it within 1 week, or flogging with tar and feathers will begin." I close with a quote from St. Catherine Drexel. She said this: "The patient and humble endurance of the cross, whatever nature it may be, because it will be unique to everyone, the patient and humble endurance of the cross is the highest work we have to do, as it was our Lord's highest work." We ask Him for the grace to give ourselves completely.